Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Because Joey's with us. Joey's in Michigan, and he's one of the brightest people I know on the planet. And I'm being absolutely serious about that. And we talk all the time about how to do things better, observations. And here is here's an observation that I've had. So, in this plan for moving out of Missouri to another location, we've decided to sell a bunch of things. So we've advertised them, and we've put them in different types of media. And here's what happened. Guy called up. We were selling a car for just under $1,000. And if you wanted to buy one of these particular vehicles, it's probably a $3,000 vehicle. So we described it. We said the pros, the cons. There's access to a lot of pictures of it inside, outside, under the hood. We talked about what it needed, etc. And a whole bunch of calls came in. And a whole bunch of people were coming. They're coming, and they just didn't show up. Yeah, I'll be there, and didn't show up. One guy sent a message, and he said, lowest price, ? And so our son responded, and it was about $1,000. So our son raised the price. And the guy responded, it was lower. You advertised it for lower. And, so my son was not interested in communicating with that guy. So a guy called up. I happened to take the call, and he said, will you take $800 for it? I said, well, let me check with our son. I'll see what he wants to do. I'll call you back. So I called him back, and I said, yes, but you're going to have to bring your own battery. You may buy it for $800. We can agree on that. But it needs two tires, as we discussed, and you'll have to bring your own battery. And if that's acceptable, we agree on $800. You know, if it's as described on the phone. And we agreed. He showed up, and I was on the air for the last half hour. And so our son met with him, and I told him I would not be able to meet with him until 11 o'clock. He wanted to be here at 10:30. So our son met with him, showed him the car. They took it for a long drive, came back, and the man offered my son $700 for it. My son smiled and said, you and my dad agreed on $800. Is there anything that was not accurate about my dad's description of the vehicle? Is there anything at all that is different from how it was described? The guy said, no, it's exactly as you described it. So my son said, so it's $800. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this particular buyer tried to get another $100 off even after he agreed on a price. Now, yes, he didn't see it, but after he saw it, it was actually better than what he thought. But yet he still tried to get it lower. Now, if it happened to me, I probably wouldn't be quite as nice as our son was. I would have probably shown him the door. But our son didn't. Then we get these messages. Text to landline. So we have a landline. And these automated messages come in, and they say in a humanoid AI type voice, here is a text to landline message. And the message is two words. $800. That's the message. Now what would you do with that? Another guy called me, and he started talking about the vehicle, and he said, so you have this vehicle for sale. I see it's for sale. I'll give you $700 cash for it. And I was, you know, after all these calls, this was just one more call that just put me over the top. And I said, and he didn't say, you know, the normal customary things would be, hello, I'm calling about your ad. I noticed that you have a vehicle for sale. It's a such and such a vehicle, make and model. Is it still available? You know, I'd say my name is it still available? And then we would discuss it from there. Now, this guy goes right into, I'll give you $700 cash for the vehicle. And the first thing that came to my mind is, of course it's cash. Am I going to sell a car to someone I don't know for anything other than cash? I don't think so. He didn't ask about the title. He didn't say, I noticed that, you know, you've said A, B, and C, and here's what it needs, and is there anything else I need to know? He's just talking about he's willing to give $700 cash. So my response was, you know, I listened to him for a few minutes. I'm thinking, what am I going to say to this guy? So I said, well, I took it the other direction. I decided to play with this guy. I said, gee, that's a lot of money, $700 cash. Now, it was listed for just under $1,000. So he was taking $300 off. And I said, oh, that's a lot of money, $700. I was thinking more like $150. He said, okay, I'll give you $150 cash. And I said, $150. You'll give us $150. And then he started talking some more. And then I said, well, I'll give him the message. I'll give our son the message. But there might be somebody coming to offer him $1,500 this afternoon. So I took this guy way below and way above just to see what would happen. The guy had no idea. At the end of the call, he was totally confused. But the whole point is, what gives? How come we can't communicate anymore? And if you look at that, and then you look at the 1895 eighth grade final examination in Salina, Kansas. So if you want to graduate the eighth grade, you have to complete this examination. Okay, and one small part of the examination is write a composition of about 150 words and show therein that you understand the practical use of the rules of grammar. Okay, that's just one small part of this final exam. Another part of this final exam is, this is in mathematics, a wagon box is 2 feet deep, 10 feet long, and 3 feet wide. How many bushels of wheat will it hold? Another question. If a load of wheat weighs 3,942 pounds, what is it worth at 50 cents per bushel, deducting 1,050 pounds for tare, T-A-R-E? Another question. District number 33 has a valuation of $35,000. What is the necessary levy to carry on a school 7 months at $50 per month and have a $104 for incidentals? Okay. Do you think, Joe, that today's millennial could pass that test or answer that essay question of 150 words?
They don't even know what you just said. That's why they got them a kiosk to order their food. That's why they had No Child Left Behind, because prior to the No Child Left Behind, I think you had a fighting chance to figure all of that out with reason. But you know, the common sense was, with no school left behind, that is exactly its intent. And I mean, I hate to say it that way, but how else would you imagine you could take, because when did that happen in the 80s, 90s? I don't even remember.
No Child Left Behind was a W, as he would say it, W. George W. Bush in the early 1990s. I was there for that. I couldn't believe it. No Child Left Behind. I was teaching in the school system at the high school in Virginia at that time, and my response was, No Child Left Behind. You mean no child has a chance, or no child gets ahead. That's what you mean. You know, part of this 1895 Salina, Kansas, 8th grade final exam, one item is write a bank check, a promissory note, and a receipt. Now, how many children do you think in 8th grade could write a bank check, a promissory note, and a receipt?
I got a better one. How many 25 or 30-year-olds could do that?
Right.
If they're using the kiosk and they're using their phone, they can't speak. They can't have a conversation. The guy with the car, he doesn't know how to negotiate. So, you know, that's why he spits numbers out. But, you know, we go back to that first word I talked about. I says trust. Mm-hmm. What does that word trust mean? And who will you trust? You know, because take your incident with one car sales or 40 people responding to a Craigslist ad. You can't trust 99% of those people.
And let me give you an example. Let me give you an example, concrete example. So here in the Midwest, there are companies that have lumber. They either saw it or they've got logs, and they strip off the bark, and during the summer months, they don't know what to do with it. It just piles up, and it's a fire hazard. So they give it away, or they used to. They don't do it anymore. They used to give it away. And you could just take your truck over there, and you'd load from the pile and take it back home with you. But in the winter months, when people want to really need it, it's in demand because people aren't smart enough to get it during the summer and let it dry out in season. So they get it the last minute. So what happens is they sell it in the winter. Well, they've been selling a truckload, meaning a pickup truck, for $20. So you go there and you load it yourself and you just put it on your pickup truck. And what they figure is that you're going to be reasonable about this and you are going to not heap it up so that it falls off going down the road. You're going to have a safe load, and that's what they anticipated, meaning the sellers. Well, and you load it yourself, so they don't have to pay for labor to, you know, spend an hour loading the truck. So one gal shows up, and she takes these 8-foot-long 4x4s that she finds at this location, and there are other trailers that have been already loaded, and people are going to pick them up, and she takes these 8-foot-long 4x4s, puts them in four corners of the bed of her pickup truck, and carefully stacks 8 feet high a load. And she takes the wood out of the trailers that other people have already loaded. She steals their wood after she paid the guy $20. Now, do you think that continued? Absolutely not. She shut down the whole thing all by herself. Now it's $40 a load for a pickup. It's twice as much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've been talking about trust, and Joe, you're absolutely right. There's hardly anybody I trust anymore, and I really mean that. So, like, in the story of the pickup truck load for $20 for firewood, and then this woman just totally abusing the system, who in their right mind would ever have thought that this gal, this middle-aged gal, would do that? I mean, nobody in their right mind would think that that would happen. So what does the company do? They shut it down. So now it's a flat pickup truck load, and that's not, it's not $20 anymore. And it's not free anymore during the summer. It's $40 for a flat load. So we're trusted to return our shopping carts to the cart return, but hardly does that happen. You know, now shopping carts are left everywhere to blow in the wind and sail into cars that are parked downhill from where the carts are just abandoned. We trust shoppers not to open the ice cream and lick it and put it back, and we trust companies to honor their warranties that they claim that they will honor during before the purchase, you know, like technical support. So you buy the thing, you can call us, if you have a problem, we'll help you. And then they end up saying, well, no, it's not free. We have to charge you for that. Or you try to communicate with them by telephone because they used to have a number, and now they disconnect that number, and you have to communicate with them by a text system on the Internet, but they don't respond to you. They change the terms and conditions. So you buy it thinking one thing, and then right after you buy it, you find out that they lied to you. So in terms of trust, Joe, trust is rare. I rarely see it, and I don't trust people to honor their commitments, including, and this is unbelievable to me, So we were going to have a guest come to the house for the first time. And it was a big deal, you know. So what do we do? Well, there's two boys involved, Mrs. Finelli and I. So we mow the lawn. We've got a 1,300-foot long driveway. Mowed nice strips down the driveway on each side to make it, you know, more presentable. Normally we'd let the cows have that extra grass and use it for hay. No, nope, we mowed it and cleaned it up. Not that it was messy. It wasn't messy. It's a farm, right? Cleaned up the shop, straightened up the house. Took 3 days. 3 days. I'm continuing spackling. We're doing all this, and, you know, this person's going to show up, and we're going to make dinner, and we've got a special meal planned. And an hour and a half before, cancellation. I've had it. I've absolutely had it. People will tell me, friends, hey, I'm going to stop by this weekend. Okay. And they don't show up. They forget. And I plan for it. I stop what I'm doing. Well, I used to. Not anymore. Not anymore.
So probably, Vince, that's why you're leaving. Because the terms and condition of the original idea to be there to help people, and I will assume the last-ditch effort to help them build their own little self-reliance community, and they were so generous in the response in the lobotomized state, and I have to say it that way because, you know, realistically, I'm sure there's a lot of good people that are listening and a lot of good people. They don't like to be, have the light poke on their spotlight so they just stand back and be quiet. But, you know, you're the guy that's been talking about how to help, what to do, like all those people at your roundups, those wonderful Capillola viruses that would show up to the Jimmy's Egg and the other place and come because they didn't have a place to be. They disrespected your two-plus-hour travel time round trip to get there, the prep time, and the 2 hours you wasted there. And every day for how many years? And all these people thought they were doing you a favor. I'm at the same place you're at. The difference is I'm going to probably just leave and when the time is right, and they can have what I have here. They can have what I have here because I feel the most important thing is to become mobile. Because you don't know if Mount St. Helens erupts or the Yellowstone or Wyoming, whatever, geyser pukes, and it blows soot all over and blocks the sun out. I mean, we can't make ends meet. Robin Peter to pay Paul as a society. Nobody can grow food. Nobody can do anything. So who do you want to help? And your suggestion, The Walking Dead, I have to say, I got on it. And we'll talk about that when you come back. Because I think that's important for anybody that really wants a hands-on look at the future.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to that. The Walking Dead, you need to watch it, class. It's mandatory. And I'm not kidding. It's mandatory if you want to survive. You don't have to watch it, though.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. A federal judge has just ruled that President Trump cannot stop his accountants from turning over his taxes to Manhattan D.A. Cyrus Vance Jr., who's probing whether the Trump Organization falsified business records related to so-called hush money payments. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your
take. My, when you're gonna be season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joey's with us. Joey, you want to talk about The Walking Dead? So, class, just to let you know about it, this is it's a horror series, but I'm not suggesting you watch it for horror because I really don't like watching anything that doesn't have educational value. So I will watch science programs, I'll watch historical programs, documentaries, but I don't watch any. You know, horror to me would be like going to a ball game, total waste of time and effort and money. Well, The Walking Dead is different. It's in its 10th season right now, but 9 seasons are available on Netflix, but you can buy it. And what we did was we found it used, and we found, I think, seasons 1 through 5, and then got 6 and 7, and got 8 and 9, and that's what we have. and it is absolutely brilliant. And it's about an event that happens. And at this point, we don't know what caused it, but everybody gets sick, or almost everybody. And when somebody dies, regardless of the cause, they become one of these walking dead. So just a small portion of the brain works, and they walk around, but they're hungry. They want to eat anything that's alive that has blood. So mice, rabbits, people, especially people, because there's a lot of calories in a person compared to a mouse. So these zombies, and please don't think that I'm into zombies. I'm not. But I do appreciate what this series is about. Not so much the dead. I push those off to the side. There's a constant threat. But the portion that I think is so important is the interpersonal relationships. The dishonesty, the distrust, the bona fide distrust, and the trust, and the neglect, and the carelessness, and the lack of knowledge, and these me-first millennials, and people who just can't follow the rules. Like, let's say you have a security watch, and you put some, and you assign some people to watch for the common good of everybody. And they walk off, or they don't pay attention, or they just don't do what they're supposed to do. Like, if someone's so bad, they're put in a prison cell in the village because they just can't be trusted. They've killed so many people, you can't trust them, so you put them in a prison cell. And then some character decides, I think he's a good guy. Or they don't check to make sure that the cell's locked and the guy gets out. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. And when Joey talked about the roundup, meaning the meetup, how many of those people could I trust? Well, it turns out, almost no one. Almost no one. Joey, so you want to talk about The Walking Dead, so I just want to set the stage for it.
Right, I don't care about zombies. That's the worst part of the movie, is the ridiculous, ignorant, And when they kill one of them and they get the blood and guts on them, like, that's not going to create a bacterial infection in them. But you're right. The whole story of how people react, interact, their lack of knowledge, even the dumbest people, once they were pressured, they were pushed to a place, they changed. And, you know, you actually, that's one of the few shows you knew most all the characters' names. And it's a very interesting, very, very interesting scenario. Don't watch it because you think you're going to watch a zombie show. Watch it because watch how the people change. And for me, I'm visual. I need that. You're right. The millennials, those were the best when they were doing the cannibal program. I mean, but there's so many different parts of this. And you think you can trust somebody? Sometimes you can't even trust yourself, because there's certain days you know you're doing wrong by eating something or taking a shortcut, and you still cheated yourself. So don't be mad. Just realize where we're heading. And, you know, not everybody wants to go. And I would urge you, I'll tell you this, since I watched the ridiculous show, and ridiculous because of the zombies, but not ridiculous because of the patterns, I want to have more fun today, because I don't want to be looking for a place to take a shower or a place to have a warm spot to sleep. You know, and one thing I've always done is save for a rainy day. Well, there will come a time in our world, and I guess you could look at World War One or Two. Those people thought they had security. And no matter what they thought they had, when the show was over, they had no house and they had to start all over. Starting over is easy when you're 25 or 30. It's a lot. That's a lot harder when you get older, because your body don't repair like it used to. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables. There's a lot of things to think about. And, you know, the most important part is being able to share. I mean, that was the only reason to talk about this today, for those that don't know about it, those that don't want to listen. But, you know, just like I said, with green cathedrals, think about the difference between a church of stone and a current football or baseball or basketball. When a group of people get together and they're all chanting the same thing, and they're resonating that energy. And everything is about frequency. It's about energy. And that's why most of our modern diets are so acidic. And we go back to the show. You know, one thing I have to say, they did a great job. Everybody's about as thin. They look like people out of the 50s on television. They all wear a size small or medium clothes. There's very few people that actually were heavy because there was no extra food to eat. And it's a first-hand experience. I mean, just first-hand. It's like it's a how-to video of what's coming. Would you agree with that, Vince?
Absolutely. It is a how-to of what is coming. I think it's a documentary in the future looking at the past. And this series, The Walking Dead, you can just type in TWD on a search engine and you'll find it, The Walking Dead. And so what happens is they go back. They go back in time. And I'm not talking about time travel. I'm talking about they run out of gasoline. The cars stop working. And when the cars stop working, you can't get parts for them unless you cannibalize other cars, right, and trucks. But you probably can't get the parts you need. So once a car quits, that's it. Then the batteries quit. And how do you charge them? That's a pretty tough one. And so what happens? Maybe you can have the luxury of a horse. And maybe you can have the luxury of a wagon. So what do? They take the pickup bed off a truck and they put it on an old wagon. And they take a car seat, a bench seat out of a vehicle, and they put it on the wagon. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about running out of everything. Ammo, seeds, food. So, you know, the used Best Buy date, that's a remote suggestion on a can of food or a jar of food. It really is. So we're talking about eating rats and snakes. We're talking about cannibalism and ammo. I mean, they've got guns, but the ammo's the big deal. Because you can't reload unless you have gunpowder, primers, some way of making bullets. You know, that's the projectile that goes flying. They talk about bullets in the show. They don't mean bullets. What you shoot is a cartridge. The thing that goes flying out the barrel, that's the bullet. So you have the powder, the primer, the case, and the bullet. That's a cartridge. So once you squeeze that trigger and it goes bang, now you've got to get another primer, you need some powder, you know, gunpowder, and you need another bullet, and you need the dyes and the press to put it all back together. So it's a real tough problem. So The Walking Dead is something that you should watch. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on, then Kyle's on next.
How you doing? Well, hey. I'll tell you one thing real quick about The Walking Dead that bothers me. When I was in rifle competition in class with the Marines, they always told us, these guys were in combat. They said, you never, ever leave your rifle. Your rifle is your life. In those shows, people always just, you know, either don't take care of it, leave it there, just, you know, in a situation like that, that weapon is your life.
Yeah, they also leave car doors open. I never get out of a car and leave the door open. Never.
Now, one other thing I want to tell you real quick, you know, they have a cannibalism situation there. Now,
yes.
They had this Swedish woman's young girl, talking about environment. Well, she just came out and did another speech here this last week. She actually, these teenage kids, somebody got her in to say this. She said, we need to start consuming and eating the babies. They cut her off real quick at this big place they brought her to speak. But the point is, some of these young people are actually taking this seriously. I don't even know how to think of that, where they're actually either considering this, that that's a viable option for food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David,
well,
I think they call that predictive programming. That's why Rick Miller will always talk about the Black Mirror. The television is reprogramming. It's like when you see most current television shows, the gang member always holds his pistol sideways. Nobody in their right mind would hold a pistol sideways unless they fell and they're just trying to shoot. But, I mean, and so they're showing you to eat people because they're putting that in your thought pattern. They're teaching you how to shoot wrongly, but they make it out there because your average person doesn't have a comprehension. Anybody that's ever shot a gun knows, and especially when you're being tracked, why would you leave your, why would you leave anything in value? You need the protection. So, I mean, just the show is just to show you how people fight with each other, how bonds are broken. You know, it's just like that BBC series I talked about, The Survivors, or what's the other one, Vince?
Jericho.
In fact, some of the people in Jericho are in this series, and it's great. It's all this is. They didn't build this series. They didn't create and spend all this money to help us. They did this to put sublineal programming with the black screen into your mind. But use what they've done and enjoy and look at the, keep the best parts. Not everybody can do that. Just realize what's coming. It takes all the imagination out of it for you. That's as simple as I can say it.
Joe, I've got a quick question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not important at all, 10 being absolutely critical for survival, how would you rate watching this series with the understanding that it is a tool for learning about how people behave under...
At least a 9.
At least a 9. David, how about you?
Yeah, well, I got to say, I think it's a little higher than that. I mean, people really need to see the actual... you know, information you can see from something like that and what could possibly happen. You can't trust. It's rare you could trust anybody. I only talk to a few people. I just don't trust anybody.
Well, David, very quickly then, how come you seem to trust us and we have never met?
Well, you corrected me on your show before when I said people don't care. In the past, I have until I met your show. I got to the point where I've seen so much, people don't care. Unless something happens to them, then they want the whole world to stop and help them. But I see in a lot of the your instructors and students and people with your show, you actually care. And I feel it. I sense it.
Very good. David, I want to thank you. We've got Kyle on hold, and so we'll bring him on next. Thanks. Thank you, David. David's an instructor with USA Prepares. Thank you, David.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, next Monday, Dr. Norm Shealy will be with us. He's in a workshop today, so everything's fine. He's just at a workshop. He will be back next Monday. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Joey and me.
Good morning, guys. I had just a couple of thoughts about this Walking Dead. Every time I watch anything on the boob tube, I always have in the back of my mind that quote from that executive of the TV company that said, we are in the process of, or we're in the business of telling the American people how and what to think. I can't remember the exact quote, but it went something like that. And even though I think that there is quite a possibility it will be that bad or worse in case of a financial collapse, I do not want the Walking Dead to jaundice my thought process. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them, I don't want every, because you're not going to be able to stand alone. You're going to need somebody, some people, and you'll never be able to hold off 10 or 12 or 14 people with guns by yourself. You're going to need help. And I don't want to get to the point in my own thinking where it jaundices me so badly that I don't absolutely trust anyone. Because, and I'm not saying that it ain't going to be bad, because I think in actuality it is going to be really bad, even worse than that in places. But I just wanted to throw out there the thought that the other thing watching, I want to jump to this real quick. I know we ain't got much time. The other thing that you should really consider is how they're trying to manipulate thinking in this, especially this last series that is out here now. It's like black and white people all of a sudden, white people can't find white people and black people can't find black people for relationships. The highest divorce rate on the planet is a black male and a white woman. You can't find anything worse than that, but they're trying to tell you that somehow all of this stuff is, this attraction between the races is great and normal and creates harmony. It doesn't. I've lived it. I've seen it. I grew up with it. Anyway, just think. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree 100% with everything you just said, because it is predictive programming, but also factor in those that fail to plan to fail. And before, I would never have a thought, I would never have thought that people that I care about would want to turn on me, yet I've had it happen. Vince has had it happen. I'm sure you've had it happen.
Sure.
And you will never survive by yourself. You're absolutely right. But realistically, make sure you got all your bases covered, because that's the only one good thing about the show. Even people that thought you could never see how they would turn on each other, things happen. You've had family members, I don't care which part of the food chain, how close they are to you. You grew up with somebody, you went through your whole life with that person. Could be a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whatever. And one day, things change, and you don't know who that person is. And you're right, that racial crap, they put that in, and they ruined every show. And, I mean, this show as well, they had two gay guys in there. They had to have that back in, what, series five or six?
Yeah.
You know, ridiculous. But you have to filter. You have to filter through what you're thinking about. And there's some great ideas in here. I have great imagination, and there's stuff I'd never thought about. So I just share, and you're absolutely right, and David as well, what he was saying. But just realize, yeah, that TV's been there. A thing I noticed is if you watch that on a series and they have commercials, there's a little more help with those commercials, because they didn't put those commercials there. And they're specific with a particular pattern, I'm guessing. So, I mean, you have to do what you have to do, and you're right. But I'll let Vince finish up, and thanks for calling in, because I really appreciate pointing that out for the rest of the class, because sometimes they don't think like that either, and I'm right alongside you.
Kyle, I'm with you, and I actually thought for all my life up until maybe a few years ago that people would want to do the right thing, they would want to help, they'd want to work with each other. But I've been proven wrong so many times. And the meetup group is just one example of people I would see over and over and over, like every week for years. And they threw Norm Shealy overboard. And they didn't just stop there. They threw me overboard. Now, please don't think that this is sour grapes. It's not. It was just an eye-opener. And I'm so glad they did it. And what I'm saying is people around me here in our little village, I'm trying to help them. They absolutely won't help themselves. I can't get them to lower their own electric rates. I can't get them to do anything. I can't get them to stop throwing their trash out the window as they drive down the dirt road. I can't do it. I have to pick it up. I can't. I don't think there's anybody around here, maybe one or two people, who might help us. But we're outnumbered by those who'd want to take from us and who wouldn't want to help. So I hear you. I wish it could happen. And we tried to build this little village, this USA Prepares Village, and with our radio audience, only one person, one, showed interest, just one. How's that possible? But yet it is. That's what happened. And that's why I gave up on the village. Kyle, thank you. Joey, thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. We'll be right back.